This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, March 30th. God's word for you today is, you decide. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11 verse 26, and it says, He valued suffering in the Messiah's camp far greater than Egyptian wealth, because he was looking ahead, anticipating the payoff. You cannot change what happens to you, but you can change what you do with your life. People can hurt you. Yes, they can. People can harm you. Yes, they can. People can scar you. Yes, they can. But no one can ruin you except you, not even Satan. It is impossible for the devil to destroy you. The only person that can ruin you is you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not ruin your own life in the mighty name of Jesus. In chapter A of Moses' life, he lived off his parents' decisions. But in chapter B of his life, he needed to make his own decisions. Many of us are in chapter B of our lives, and we're looking for who will make decisions for us. We are looking to our parents to make decisions for us. We are looking to our pastors to make spiritual decisions for us. We are looking to our house fellowship leaders to make decisions for us. The truth is that you cannot live off somebody else's spiritual commitments. You cannot. Imagine, the future presents itself as a series of doors. What door to walk through is your choice. But once you walk through the door, you cannot choose and determine the consequences. A lot of times, we are shocked and perplexed when things happen to us. We do not like pain. Nobody likes pain. But we can use pain to our advantage, because the truth is that you are going to have pain in this life, now or later. You can choose your pain. For instance, when it is time to fast and you choose to fast, you have chosen your pain. When things that attempt to cause you pain come, you have enough spiritual power to blow them away. But if you do not fast when you're supposed to, when things that cause pain come, they will cause you pain. And then you will have to fast, because whichever way, you will fast. Take it to the bank. You can save and invest your finances and deprive yourself of things so that you can grow your finances and have a financial future. Or you can enjoy today and have pain in the future. It is your choice. What is it going to be? The first life-shaping choice Moses made was he refused to be defined by others. The second life-shaping choice he made was to choose short-term pain for long-term gain. The third life-shaping choice Moses made was he chose what God values over what culture values. Hebrews 11 verse 26 says, Moses regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. Moses valued, he regarded, he chose what God values over what Egypt valued, over the treasures of Egypt. Moses had the life many of us are praying and fasting for. If you check a lot of people's prayer lists, the summary is the life of Moses. But Moses was driven by his values. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to esteem the things of God above all others, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.